This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, back to Will and Dibby on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steve Kerr sounds like he's probably going to call in about 10 or 15 minutes. So that'll be fun.
He'd better be in a good mood.
It's hard not to be in Hawaii. Yeah.
And the workday is done. And
it's only 12:48.
Exactly. Steve, do we lose you? Yeah, I'm at the beach. Totally. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. When do you not look forward to talking to Steve? So,
well, there's been a couple times, but usually
no, he doesn't look forward to talking to you.
Well,
but you look forward to talking to him.
He thinks I'm funny.
And yeah, sometimes
I'm going to get him to laugh today. I usually try to get him to laugh at least once.
He thinks you're funny, but he does not think you have his back.
Well, that's for sure.
That's what he thinks.
Steve, I got your back. No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
And you don't.
I don't.
Oh no.
And I won't ask him where he keeps his gold medal, because he doesn't have one. So that would be awkward.
What do you mean he doesn't have one?
You don't. We've been over this. You don't get one as a coach.
Oh, that's stupid.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the question. Hey, Steve, thanks for joining us. How stupid is it that you don't have a gold medal?
I'm sure they made a replica or something. I mean, it's stupid. Anyway.
Like the diving coach of the diver who wins gold, they don't get a medal. And
yeah,
the gymnast who wins gold, the coach who taught her or he how to do that double flip in pike position, they don't get a gold.
Yeah. I get it.
I get it. I get it. That you get it.
But they should get it. Anyway,
agreed.
One of our favorites. Speaking of people we like to talk to, how about Film on Mike? You ready?
I'm actually not ready.
Why not?
I have a feeling it's going to be one of those dibs. I hate to side with Willard, but you so wrong.
You might be surprised.
All right, Filmo.
Filmo, go. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. I actually do not believe, I do not agree with Willard at all. Willard is crazy. I would never trade the you know what? Shout out to Priest. He's too old.
That was funny on two levels. That was really good. Go ahead, Filmo.
And then not only that, we gotta remember he's not a yak bro like that. He averaged what 11 yards a catch last year. The true sense of a diva, of a wide receiver diva, Brandon Ayuk is not a diva. He's just not.
I didn't call him
he's
that.
Not. He's
Hold
cool.
on. I didn't call him that.
Okay.
I never used that word.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, go sir. Ahead.
But now, I'm in total agreement with Dibs.
Mm.
I would not trade for Davante Adams. Yes, he's a great player. Yes. And then I loved how, see, I kind of like, I like people like Ray Ratto and the dude they all just had on, Lombardi, or not Lombardi.
Greg Cosell.
Greg Cosell, yeah.
Greg Cosell, Howard Cosell nephew. Yeah. He kind of checked y'all. They have 445 yards of offense. And so what are we talking about? What are we, what you say, Willard? What are we doing?
At what point?
We're talking about trading somebody.
Philmo.
Yes, sir. We had a great game. Yes, sir.
At what point do you not want to get better? When in life, no matter how good it's going, like don't talk to me about Davante Adams. Call Bill Gates and tell him to stop making money. He doesn't.
Oh, you know.
Why are you?
You know, I'm in sales. So every year they want you to do better.
Exactly.
You did this much. It's like, man, I did a good job. Oh, we want you to sell 125 more units. What? I barely did 100 units. But my point is this. Ags, we're going to get better because Brandon Ayuk is ramping up. We're going to get players back in transition. Ask Steve Curtis. Funny man, ask him this: If I would have played Moses Moody maybe a little bit more back in the day, would he be more developed now? Ask him that, and I bet you he'd say yes. So we getting our younger players more developed so that they'll be ready to put on in the future, unlike what the Warriors did. And then Brandon Ayuk is going to ramp up.
Wow.
A la when we got Klay Thompson the championship year.
Yeah.
Let's go, Willard.
Okay, Philmo, I can answer that right now, and you know this. And thank you, Philmo. We'd love hearing from you. The bottom line is when you're in the middle of a championship window, or however you want to phrase it, when you feel you're a contender that year, then there are moments where you have to put development to the side a little bit. And the 49ers are absolutely in an you know, all-in Super Bowl contender type of a year. Now, Brandon Ayuk, I don't even consider that a developmental player anymore. He's young, but he's not developing. He went for over 1,300 yards last year. Brandon's a great player. You'll never hear me say different. I think he was a pain in the rear this year. And I'm not looking to just trade him to trade him. I didn't bring this up until today because Davante Adams is available. And I think it gives you more optionality going forward from a financial standpoint when you used a first-round draft pick on a receiver. And in theory, the way it looks right now, I don't know when the hell this guy's ever going to significantly hit the field. You've signed Brandon long-term, you've re-signed Juwan Jennings, you've restructured Deebo Samuel, and you drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round. Make it make sense.
Well, it makes sense for now, and
for
you
today.
Can make it make sense in the offseason, and you don't have to trade Brandon Ayuk on October 2nd to make it make sense, because Brandon Ayuk's number this year has gone way down, and your cap room is number one in football, and it's gone way up. And you mentioned Pearsall, and they're not opening his practice window. Jacob Cowing did not practice today with a shoulder, so your receiver room is feeling thinner than ever. You've got Conley and Bell and Ayuk and Deebo, end of list, and you don't want to play Ronnie Bell. So, and Juwan Jennings, I failed to mention him
Juwan,
as well.
You got five guys. You're only going to play five guys.
Right. And last week, Ronnie Bell was a healthy scratch. So,
right, because Deebo became healthy and Cowing was ready to go.
Right. So the point is the guys that you have, you don't necessarily love them all, nor do you want to play them all. So for now, the optionality is not as important as it will be at the end of the year.
Correct. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And, you know, Brandon Ayuk, four games in, I don't think has played to the point where he's playing his way out of the future of the 49ers.
Again, I don't look at it that way. This is opportunistic. This is Davante Adams that we're talking about. I don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk for, I don't know, just any old receiver. To me, this is something that I would look at based on a number of factors. Okay, Brandon Ayuk was a pain in the rear all offseason. Brandon Ayuk, on some level, was a little bit of a pain last Friday also. And add in, he is not performing up to his capabilities. And you have put all of these resources into the receiver room when, in theory, I'm still not sure that it was perfect for them to do so. Never forget, if you believe the story that was told, the 49ers were hours away from trading Brandon.
Or minutes away. depending on, you know.
So this whole, like, oh, my God, they can't live without him. They had to do this, that, or the other. Well, they were potentially minutes away from sending him to Pittsburgh. And then since then, what new information do we have? We have Brandon in front of a microphone saying that he was a pain in the rear when he didn't need to be. You've got four games of data where, what do we got so far this year? What's the tail of the tape? Has he even gotten to 200 yards yet in his four games?
I don't think so.
What are we at?
He's got 13 catches.
Okay.
And he's got 167 yards, awesome. No touchdowns.
Awesome. And 2 to 5 drops depending on what color glasses you wear.
Well, depends on what you define a drop.
Absolutely.
Drops are not like errors in baseball where an error is given based on one person's judgment and you get an error, even though it may not be an error.
And I know
it goes down as an error.
I get it. And I also know that he's a receiver and therefore he is not solely responsible for his stats. I understand that. I know Brock didn't see him one time. I also know he dropped a touchdown pass. My opinion, a drop. But anyway, now you get to this point where the Devontae Adams deal, and reportedly there was, hey, Brandon to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh send a 2 to Devontae. Devontae to the Niners. If that was a conversation you had before, and the Raiders weren't interested then, but they are now, are you still interested? I don't think this is, look, I get that it's unlikely. I don't think this is as crazy as it might sound.
I do think it's crazy.
If the Niners were interested in it 6 weeks ago, why would they not be now?
Why would they not be now? Because they've signed Brandon Ayuk, and you know, you've got your team, and your team is a team that you believe in, and you believed in Brandon 4 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago when you signed him. So now you don't believe in him.
I don't know.
Now you're ready to give up on Brandon Ayuk.
You signed him 24 hours after you were minutes away from trading him.
Right, and so you were minutes away from trading him 4 months earlier draft.
Do you, quote, believe in him? Or are you just like, well, this is the best scenario for the moment?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Their actions will determine it. And I disagree with Steiny, who said that this is a lot like Jordan Poole, because in the NBA, when you sign a guy, that number that you are going to pay him is a value in a trade. Money for money has to happen in the NBA. In the NFL, it doesn't work that way.
I agree with you on that.
When you sign Brandon Ayuk to $30 million average annual, you're not doing that thinking, okay, we're going to trade the 30 because we need to get a $30 million player back. That's not the way that works.
I'm with you, and I actually do believe that he will not be traded. That is, if I was a betting person, I'm just suggesting that this is something I'd get involved in now. I'd make this phone call.
Well, it's interesting because if the Raiders are really interested in trading him, and I think that they are, and if Devontae Adams is not interested in playing unless he's on a new team, and I do think that is where he is. I don't know how bad the hammy is. I do know that the hammy seemed to flare up about the same time as his trade request, and now he's not playing week 5, so that'll be 2 straight weeks that he won't play for a team that he doesn't want to play for anymore. So if you're the Raiders, your motivation would be pretty high to trade him. So if you're one of the other 31 teams, and let me back that off, if you're one of the other 28 teams, because I don't think the Raiders will trade him to the Chargers,
the Chiefs, or the Broncos. I'm sure the Chiefs would love it, but it's not happening.
And actually, that is kind of a good fit with Rashee Rice in the situation that he's in.
But it's an ideal fit.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you wanted to be a competitive organization, you probably wouldn't trade him to anyone in the AFC. But the Raiders, I don't think, are in that mode. And because Buffalo's a team that would love to have him.
Yeah,
and the Jets are a team that would love to have him.
I think the Jets are probably the favorite, but the Saints are next. And if I am the Raiders, you know, again, I'm not under the impression I'm winning the Super Bowl this year if I'm the Raiders. So it's not a huge deal, but I would prefer to send him to the NFC, all things being equal.
I do think that you are looking to get your best possible offer.
Yes, 100%.
Like, top line would be no Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers.
The division is out.
Next line would be best offer. And then the third line would be, it'd be great if we could send him to the NFC. But beggars can't be choosers when you're in a spot like this.
All right, let's pause this conversation. Those of you on hold, we will get right back to you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. We would not pause this conversation for just anyone, but this ain't just anyone. This is the coach. This is Steve Kerr joining us here on Willard and Dibs, and he's presented by Great Clips, proud sponsor of the Steve Kerr Show on 95.7 The Game. It's going to be great. Hey, coach, it's been a minute. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Aloha.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
Aloha.
Yeah, come on. How's the suntan look?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, look at me. I mean, I don't really get tan. I might get burned, but I don't get tan.
Yeah.
But I love Hawaii. It's such a great place. And it's been fun. You know, we've only been here less than 48 hours. So we're just getting settled. But we've had 2 days of practice, and it's a fun change of pace. I think we've had camp in the Bay every year since I've been here. So this is the first time we've done it away from home, and I like it. Nice change of pace.
We loved the breaking news that Steph Curry is going to be in the starting lineup. wonder if over the last 48 hours, anybody else has caught your eye.
Well, I think that was misinterpreted. You know, Draymond's going to be in the starting lineup, and I think I was asked yesterday, you know, who starts at two, and I said, well, who starts at two may depend on who starts at all the other positions, because I don't know that yet. And what I meant was, I don't know if Draymond's going to be the four or the five. But somebody took that and ran with it and said, Draymond's not guaranteed a starting spot. But that was sort of misleading. So extremely misleading. Draymond will start. I just don't know if he'll be our four or five.
And we know that Klay Thompson won't start, at least for you. Has that been weird to have a camp without Klay, or have you already gotten to the point where you miss Klay, you love Klay, he's a forever warrior, but you've moved on from it?
No, you don't move on from something like that in 2 days, that's for sure. So the answer is, you know, it's somewhere in between. Like, well, you know, we have to move on because we have no choice. I'm looking at this as a chance for a lot of guys to take on responsibility, but also a chance for our team to establish its own identity, you know, because Klay has been such a huge part of that, obviously, for 12 years. So this team has to take on a little different identity, and Klay's departure, as difficult as it was and as much as we'll miss him, We got to move on, and we've got to do that quickly in order to become a good team.
Coach, I understand maybe he's a little under the weather today, but I want to ask you about Andrew Wiggins, because it certainly felt from what everyone said in your arrival that there is just an entirely renewed feeling about who he is, the state of mind that he's in, and maybe what you're expecting from him this year. So is that accurate, and how are you feeling about him?
Yeah, he's missed the first 2 days, unfortunately. He's under the weather, and so he's been here at practice getting shots up, wearing a mask so he doesn't get anybody else sick. But he has not participated in practice yet. But, yeah, what you said is accurate. He showed up to camp in great shape. I've watched him play pickup ball the last couple of weeks, and he's looked fantastic. You know, I think there's some peace of mind for him now. You know, at this point, you guys are all aware that his father passed away last month. And these last couple of years have been really, really tough on Wiggs and his whole family. And, you know, I guess maybe some closure in that regard. And I think that allows him to, you know, as he's grieving, to also move forward. That's, you know, from my own experience, that's how this works. Wiggs is, everyone loves Wiggs. He's so beloved in our organization. We all want him to get back to who he was 2 years ago, and he showed up, you know, ready to do that for camp. And it's just a minor setback, the sickness. So he should be good to go in the next day or two, and I'm expecting a big year from him.
Yeah, it's going to be great. When he plays really, really well, your team tends to win more often than not. And I know, Steve, every year, every season's different, every roster's different, but what have your impressions been of the new guys so far this year, Melton and Slo-Mo and Buddy Hield? How are they fitting in with the fellas?
Yeah, these guys are good players, and they're right in their primes, you know, and that's what's exciting is all three have been starters, you know, major rotation players on their respective teams. And they're all guys who really fit multiple lineups. You know, Kyle plays the game a little bit like Draymond, you know, with his brain and kind of outmaneuvering, outthinking people, and then playing that point forward role. Now he can play with a lot of different guys. Buddy, obviously, his three-point shooting is going to be massive for us. And then Melton's an excellent two-way player. You know, he can play either guard spot, and he can guard either guard spot. And he just all three guys have good feel, and I'm excited about all of them.
Steve Kerr with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, live from Hawaii, where it's only just a little bit after 1 o'clock. Day two of their camp out there is now complete. Steve, I wonder just kind of how the offseason without the playoffs might have felt different and sort of like how that might shape the way you guys are viewing and feeling about this year.
Well, I think most people are writing us off, which, you know, that's a good place to be, really. There's no expectations from others. And in a little bit of a way, you know, that feels like a challenge to us. Like, hey, let's see what we've got. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, we need to take on an identity. And what I'm looking for is a hell of a defensive group. You know, I want us to be scrappy. I want us to be difficult to play against night in and night out. And I want us to be able to play off of our defense. And that wasn't the case last year. You know, that was probably the first year in a long time that we have not been good defensively. So I want to get back to being an excellent defensive team and then you know, develop that identity and find our way from there.
Yeah, 18th last year, Steve, in points allowed per game, which is certainly not what we're all used to. I also saw a quote where you mentioned something to the effect that you wanted to see the team shoot more threes, and I saw you shot 39 a game last year, so that already seems like an extraordinarily high number. But where do you want these threes to come from? Could it be Kevon's time to shoot the three ball?
Well, I mean, Loon will take one once in a while, and that's great. But, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, we were fourth in the league in threes last year, but we lost Klay Thompson, right? So what I'm saying is I don't want to drop from that top five. I think this team, in order for this team to win, you know, we need to shoot three. We don't get to the foul line a whole lot, you know. We don't have the you know, the personnel to just generate points in the half court really easily. We've got to execute to do that. So for us to be successful, we want to shoot a lot of threes. And I think we have more depth to our three-point shooting this year than we did a year ago. So we want to fill that void that with Clay's departure brings, but we want to fill it with a lot of different people. And you know, getting threes or dunks in transition, that's kind of the idea. And then in the half court, if you've got good spacing, you get more threes there.
Steve Kerr with us. Steve, this is a little bit interesting because it sounds, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you've spent the offseason thinking about some at least minor philosophical changes. What are the challenges with those kind of changes when your two leaders are the same guys they've been for a decade?
Well, we're not changing who we are, so the challenge isn't as great as it might seem. But what we're changing is just some details. We're trying to be more efficient. We're trying to be more structured, but maintain the movement and the flow that we've always played with. So, you know, as long as we have Steph and Draymond, we aren't changing that part of it. What we're trying to do better is to execute better in the half court, to be more particular, you know, with our actions, with our calls, with our terminology, and just sharpen up execution mainly.
Everybody's always wondering about Jonathan Kuminga and his improvement, and it's been steady and it's been meteoric. What are you seeing from JK early in camp that would get fans excited for his season coming up?
A really good day of practice today. He made some good plays in transition, you know, attacking the rim, but also making good passes in transition. running ahead of the play to pull the defense in where somebody makes a three behind him. Plays like that that are crucial to winning. That's what we're looking for. And, you know, he's in his fourth year now, so, you know, he's got so much more experience understanding the NBA game and our team in particular, and it's showing. So good day for him. Moses Moody also had a really good day. I love what he's doing, just catch and shooting, you know, no hesitation because he's an excellent shooter. And both guys are showing a lot of growth, and that's exciting.
Coach, maybe it's too early for this, but like, what would you say to a Warrior fan right now about this group that they don't know? You know what I mean? Is there a player who might have a role that they're not aware of, or even a player that might be able to do some things that and add to this team that they haven't in the past? What kind of surprises are you expecting, if you will?
I don't know if there are going to be surprises, but I would tell our fans that I think you're going to enjoy watching this team. Again, you know, we were not great defensively last year, middle of the pack in terms of efficiency. I think we're 15th in the league in points per possession allowed. We've always been, you know, top 10. The year we won it in 22, we were the second ranked defensive team in efficiency. And, you know, I can't predict the ranking, but I can tell you we're going to be scrappy. We're going to fight. And I know fans love watching that. And if our guys do that and we improve defensively, then we're always going to have a chance because, you know, the skill of Steph, the continuity of Draymond and Steph and Loon, the guys we've had, you know, that's valuable stuff, and it turns into two-way basketball, and that's ultimately what it takes to win at a high level.
Last year, you would tell us that it was tough to whittle down your team to just a 10-man rotation, and I look at the roster now, and it looks like it's even deeper than last year. Are you foreshadowing that you're going to have a tough time this year allocating minutes again with all the talent you guys have?
Well, you know, you want that stuff to shake out on its own. And last year it didn't, but part of the reason it didn't was we had a tough time finding combinations that clicked. So we were, you know, maybe overloaded with guys who, you know, did the same things but didn't complement one another very well. And that's what I like about the three new guys, as I mentioned, Melton, Kyle Anderson, Buddy. They fit almost any lineup. So I think while there's just as much depth with this lineup, I think there's more flexibility, which allows us to find combinations. There's no question where there's going to be a couple guys, if everyone's healthy, there's going to be a couple guys, you know, left out of the rotation. And you can't get around that. But if we have more flexibility, then, you know, we should be a better team. We should win more, and everybody loves to win.
Okay, Coach. Luau, helicopter ride, little golf. What happens now?
Great question. Yeah, I would love to get in the ocean this afternoon. That's going to happen one way or the other. The question is whether it'll be on a surfboard or not. So I'd like to get out there, but I'm not going to lie. If it's too big, I'm not going out. I'm not that kind of surfer.
Yeah, just go flop around out there like a turtle.
Exactly.
It'll, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. All
exactly.
All right, Coach. We look forward to talking to you all year.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
All right. There he is. Coach Kerr.
Yeah.
We'll go flop around in the water in Hawaii.
How does it not get you excited when you hear Steve Kerr talking about the fellas? And I do think when you look at the roster now with the veterans and the flexibility and, you know, guys who can play a number of different roles in different spots, it's going to be interesting to see how he doles out the minutes, because as I was looking at it, you look at about 10 to 12 names and players who all could get 12 to 15, or yep. You know, some guys are obviously going to get 30-plus minutes. Wiggins, Draymond, and Steph, you hope, if healthy. But from players 4 through 12, he's going to have his work cut out for him again.
Well, I'm starting to hear kind of words that I think fans will like, playing with more speed. I love hearing what he said about defense. It's kind of like, guys, like, stop messing around. You got to play harder. You got to be scrappy. Jonathan Kuminga has talked about how fast they want to play, and there are going to be more guys doing catch and shoot and pull up threes, and you need to replace all of Klay Thompson's threes. And it just feels to me like what they're trying to do is kind of rebirth their brand of basketball, and it could use a little bit of new life. You know what I mean? It's been a certain way for a long time, and so if some new faces and a little bit of tightening of the screws brings in a little bit of new energy, that is a good thing for Chase Center.
Especially when it portends into victories. And what he was saying about defense, I think, is the big takeaway for me, because they were 18th in points allowed last year, and that's unacceptable. And he mentioned it when they won the title a few years back. They were number 2 in defense. So that has to be the calling card, the hallmark of this team. And you mentioned speed. Last year, pace-wise, they were 12th. So play faster, shoot more threes, play defense. That's always been the way the Warriors have won.
No doubt. And I think to your question, with the players he has, I don't know, are they a deeper team? Probably, than they were last year. A little bit less top-heavy with a big name like Klay Thompson no longer on the team. But also positional flexibility. It's like, if you don't want to do this, you don't want to be scrappy on defense, well, then that guy right over there will.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, the cream rises when you have that competition, even within the team. It helps.
Yeah.
It just helps. It helps create better play.
And you've got veterans now as the new guys. Kyle Anderson's 31. Buddy Hield is 31. DeAnthony Melton's 26. So you do have still that cadre of younger players, Pods and Moody and Kuminga and the rest, but you add in some real experienced vets who, they won't all play 82 games, we know that, but you've got a lot more roster flexibility than you did last year.
We used to say, back to Wiggins, but now we'll leave Wiggins and go back to Brandon
okay. And
Devontae. So a lot of you want to weigh in on the conversation that we've been having. Would you be in or out on the idea of the Niners getting in on the Devontae Adams sweepstakes? They are definitely not the favorite. I am fully willing to admit that and understand that. I do not think that this is going to happen. However, these things can surprise you. I didn't think they were going to trade for Christian McCaffrey. They were already a, quote, loaded roster, and they did it. So I'm in favor of the Niners trying to get better. I think that Devontae Adams is better than Brandon Ayuk. I think it removes a little bit of the headache that has been created this offseason, that maybe seems like it's bleeding into the season a little bit. Red shorts and lack of production doesn't mean that Brandon Ayuk's career is over or any of those things, but I do think that it's a better player with a shorter contract, therefore more optionality, and it makes sense. It makes sense to me. And so, you know, we wonder where you sit on that one and how the trade would probably look, because the reports are that the Raiders want a 2. That's also reportedly what the Steelers were offering the Niners for Brandon Ayuk. Now, the Steelers may not like the contract that the Niners signed. Maybe that's more than they were willing to spend.
Right.
So there's 1,000 things that could kill this thing. But the idea would be Ayuk to the Steelers. The Steelers send a 2 to the Raiders, and the Raiders send Devontae to the San Francisco 49ers.
And for me, this conversation is less about the how and more about the if, and, you know, if you would want the deal. And I personally don't want the deal. I don't want to trade a young player that I just paid, a guy who I know can thrive in the system, whether or not he's been petulant or immature, and I think he's been both, and I don't like the way he handled the offseason, and I don't love the way his season has started from a number standpoint, but I would rather have a guy who I know can thrive in the system at, what, 26 years of age, as opposed to a guy who's going to turn 32, who is injured right now as well. We got to add that into the conversation.
Maybe.
He's got a hamstring.
Maybe.
Got a hammy.
You have 2 hamstrings.
Yeah, and they're both, not strong enough for me to go out and play on Sunday. But if I was getting paid to play, I'd probably go out there.
I'll predict Saints. I would love Niners.
You'd predict Saints.
I would predict Saints.
Oh, I'll predict the Jets.
Okay. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think those are the two favorites. Those are his two ex-quarterbacks.
Right. And yeah. I mean, the Saints are interesting because they've got Olave, they got Rashid Shaheed, and they've got a great running back who's having an amazing start to his season.
The Jets have Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams and Alan Lazard.
Yes, but yeah. Garrett Wilson reportedly thinks that the route tree has changed. I'm pretty close to the Garrett Wilson situation. I have he and Alan Lazard both on my team, but I'm getting reports out of New York that Garrett Wilson is, while not as disgruntled as Devontae Adams, he's not happy.
Oh, there's no chance
and
he's
Aaron Rodgers is not happy with the head coach. Yeah, that thing is broken.
No doubt, which is why I think there are some challenges with the idea of acquiring a player like Devontae Adams in the middle of all of that chaos. Like, Right now, I don't love Robert Saleh's chances of getting through the year. I really don't.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
And their offense doesn't look appreciably different than it did last year with Zach Wilson.
It looks less funny, but it's not that much more effective.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? Zach Wilson was funny. It'd be like, literally, Zach, you didn't see that defensive lineman coming? That's not your blind side. That's your eyes. You couldn't see him coming. So Aaron's a much more aware quarterback. I don't know if they're going to score any more points, though.
Yeah.
They're still, you know, this loss last week, 10-9 to the Broncos.
And I'm hearing that Nathaniel Hackett is more likely in trouble than Robert Saleh first. I think Hackett might be a week-to-week proposition right now.
I agree with you completely. Tyler in Walnut Creek here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Tyler. Thank you for calling.
Of course. Happy to jump on with you fellas.
Yeah, happy to have you.
Yeah, well, I was just listening in on that Devontae Adams Ayuk debate, and I'm battling it within myself as well, but I feel like there's a little bit too much focus on some early struggles for a guy who missed all of training camp. And I think this past week against the Patriots, you saw a couple of flashes there. He made one tremendous catch on a route that crossed the field, and he made a diving catch laid out for it.
Yep.
And with what we've seen from Ayuk, I think that the known quantity of his ability to have a good working relationship with Brock and his willingness to be just a complete beast in his run blocking. I think that giving up on him so early in the year is just a mistake. And this is coming from a guy who's been as frustrated with his offseason as anybody.
I hear you, Tyler, but here's what I'm done with. And this is just me. Thank you, Tyler, very much. But if we're going to do the here's a sentence and then follow it with for a guy who missed all of camp, I got two problems with that. Number one, whose fault is that?
But it's Parag Marate's fault.
Now, Brandon has admitted it was his. Now, the whole situation as a whole, I'm not going to put all on Brandon's shoulders. But if you signed a contract in late August that you were offered in early August, and then you have a press conference and go, I was kind of a pain in the rear toward the end. I probably shouldn't have been. Well, then that's on you. Secondarily, if you missed camp, you don't get to use that as an excuse in August. You can use it in September, week two, week
you
three.
You mean October.
October.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about here? It's week five.
I'm totally with you on that front.
There's already been more regular.
What's going on here?
There's been more regular season than there was camp.
Right.
But, like, he's now had camp. You got to go look like you.
And I use the same argument when it came to Blake Snell. You can't come out and stink in June because you didn't have camp and then you got hurt and you were awful until the All-Star break. That was on you. You could have signed earlier. You could have had your agent get the deal done, and you didn't. So I'm with you. When it comes to Brandon Ayuk and four games into the year, yes, he hasn't done as well statistically as you would like. His catch percentage is barely over 50%, where for his career, it's been closer to 75. He's not had a great start to the season, and it is probably in part because he skipped camp, but that you don't get to use that as an excuse. You are what your stats and what your record says you are. Your team is 2-2. I don't think that they're 2-2 because of Brandon Ayuk. And if Brandon Ayuk was balling out,
yeah,
they'd probably still be 2-2.
Probably. Yeah, like I don't attach the record to Brandon. I don't even attach all of Brandon's lack of stats to Brandon. But some of it, to me, it's more about the opportunities that he has had as opposed to the opportunities he hasn't had. And the opportunities he has had have not been great. You know, like Tyler calls in and goes, oh, he had that catch, and then he had that other catch. I'm like, right, and seen. Those were his two catches. And one of them, any receiver in the NFL could have made. The Patriots left him wide open alone. Brock Purdy threw him the ball, and he caught it.
Yep. It was a great route, as Greg Cosell explained earlier.
He also said the Patriots completely fumbled in defending it. Now, the diving catch, pulling the ball off the ground, great. No one's ever argued whether or not Brandon's good. Brandon's very good, but he's not playing up to snuff. And this one just makes sense to me. Chris in Modesto is next. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Love your guys' show. Dibs, been a fan of yours since Joe Lil and Dibs. I want to tell you that I appreciate you doing a lot better at the Fade to Dibs. Sent you a little tweet a while ago trying to give you motivation.
Thank you.
I take personal credit for your turnaround, even though you ghost me on the Twitter, but that's, you know, I digest. Anyway, I want to tell you that I of course, everybody likes Davante Adams. Who wouldn't? But I compare this to a situation where you have a good friend who's confiding in you about a partner that they're on the fence about, and they don't know exactly which direction to go. And they even sell you on the pros and the cons. But when they finally decide to go with the partner, a few months later they say, you know what? I think I like this other person better. To me, it's like, come on, man. You know, let's stick with who we got. We got Ayuk. He fits the system. He's not a has-been. He's not 31. I'm all in on Ayuk. Doesn't mean I don't like Adams, but that's how I look at it.
Chris, it's fair, and appreciate the phone call. I would say this, though. If you're going to make someone, you can make fun of someone for changing their mind too much, I wouldn't look at the Niners. I'd be looking at Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk is the one who did this every other week all offseason. I want to be on the Commanders. I want to be on the Steelers. I want to flirt with Mike Tomlin. No, I don't. I want to trade. Not to that team. Trade me, trade me, trade me. Okay, fine, we're trading you. Hold on! Run upstairs. Don't trade me. Like, the person you're worried about the Niners becoming, Brandon already is.
Well, they enabled him throughout the entire process.
No doubt.
And they,
no doubt.
They made it so every tantrum that he was throwing, they were giving in. Yo, you want to be traded? Okay, sure. Let's work on trading you and all the rest of it. And so I do think that, you know, there's two sides to every story.
Of
and
course.
Yeah, you look at Brandon, and it's easy to blame him. And yeah, it comes back to now where you're 4 weeks in and we're talking about trading Brandon Ayuk again.
End of summer sales event is on at Frontier Ford, Stevens Creek in Santa Clara. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Stop by or visit FrontierFord.com. Incredible savings. Drive away in your dream Ford at Frontier Ford or FrontierFord.com. And that segment was brought to you by The Veranda in Concord. Funny text just came through on the Comcast Business text line. Does Brandon have a Taco Bell in his mansion? If he doesn't, trade for Adams. There it is. Thank you very much. From 925, we'll take more of your calls on this next. Plus, Doc Pandya in about 15 minutes on Christian McCaffrey. This is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.